As we have explained, the human is the single creation which was created uniquely to be able to connect with Hashem. He is positioned between the options of choosing perfection or choosing imperfection, and was granted the ability to become perfect. However, it was imperative that this choice be truly a choice, bechira, and his own free will. If there would be no choice, and we would be forced to do good and chase after perfection, then we would not become the masters of perfection. We wouldn't be the bialim, we wouldn't own it. It would merely be something imposed upon us by the one who achieved perfection, Hashem. And whatever we did would merely reflect his perfection, but have nothing to do with us. In modern day language, we would be robots whose programming forces them to follow the commands of their designers, but they have no free will or choice. Whatever the robot does is merely the creator of the robot doing through their invention. It's not attributed to the robot at all. Likewise, were Hashem to create us without free will, just built into our psyche to choose good, the good we would achieve would have nothing to do with us. It would be Hashem doing good. And Hashem already is perfect. It wouldn't bring us to perfection and wouldn't achieve the purpose of creation, where Hashem wanted to share his perfection with his creations. Therefore, Hashem had to create us as Balei Bechira, people with free choice. We were created so that we have an equal inclination to choose good as we do to choose bad. And we're not forced either way. We have the ability to choose what we want and acquire whatever trait we'd like to. And that's why a man was created with both a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara. And we can choose whichever one we want. In order for this choice to be truly free and unbiased, either way, Hashem incorporated additionally the two aspects into our very being. We have two opposite forces built into us. On one hand, we have a neshama, which is spiritual, it's logical, it's pure, it's sichlius. And then we have a body, which is physical, and it's muddled, it's unclear. And each one pulls us towards its side. The body draws us towards physicality, and the neshama draws us towards spirituality. There is a war taking place between them, and it has the quality of a war in which whichever side triumphs, it claims the other side as well. Meaning, if the neshama overcomes the body, it elevates itself, and the body too. The body becomes more spiritual. If the opposite happens, that a person allows his body to win, then the body becomes degraded, and the neshama is dragged down with it. This causes that a true distance be put between a person and perfection. Whereas, if the intellect and neshama win, he can achieve full perfection in every aspect of his being. However, Hashem put a limit on this struggle. We have to work hard, we have to be mishtadl to achieve perfection, but after we have completed the work Hashem intended for us in this war, we will then achieve full perfection and we'll enjoy it forever. And that's why the world was created with two eras, two zmanim. One is the zman of avodah, the era of labor, when we work to achieve perfection. And two is the zman, the era of receiving reward.